Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. This week, a court in India found four men guilty in the rape and murder of a young woman last December. The 23-year-old student was raped and attacked with an iron stick on a bus. Her friend, a man, was also beaten before both were thrown off the bus. She died from her injuries 2 weeks later. Steve Ember has more.
The four defendants denied any wrongdoing. On Friday, all four were sentenced to death by hanging. Two others were accused in the rape and death of the woman the Indian media called Nirbhaya, a name meaning fearless. A fifth defendant was 17 years old at the time of the attack. He was sentenced to 3 years of detention, the strongest sentence possible for someone that age. Police had arrested another suspect. His body was found hanging in jail last March. The gang rape incited protests across India. Demonstrators called for stronger measures to protect women from violent crime. The government answered the calls by ordering new anti-rape laws and creating courts to try cases quickly. But many women say not much has changed in the past year, even with all the media attention and public reaction. Some say they do not believe major change can take place in a society that gives special treatment to men. They say Indian police have been known to ignore crimes against women. This week, the United Nations released a study of violence against women in Asia. 10,000 men in six countries were questioned. The six countries were Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Sri Lanka. Nearly one-fourth of those questioned admitted having raped someone at least once. Over 1,200 men admitted to forcing several women to have sex with them. The study found that possible reasons for violence against women included being abused as a child, alcohol misuse, poverty, and conflict. About three-fourths of those who admitted to rape said they did it to satisfy a sexual urge. Almost 60% said they raped a woman for entertainment, while almost 40% said they wanted to punish the woman. Study organizers say the findings do not necessarily represent the actual likelihood of rape in the six countries, but they think it will be useful in efforts to prevent rape and other violence against women. I'm Steve Ember.
We have more news about women and women's health. Malawi and the United Nations are increasing efforts to prevent obstetric fistula. A fistula is a hole. In this case, it is a hole in soft tissue, either in the rectum or vagina. The condition can happen during long and difficult childbirth, or sexual abuse can cause it. Women with fistulas often experience terrible pain. They can develop long-term infections. Their husbands and communities may reject them because they develop health problems or cannot have more children. Young mothers and poor women are especially at risk. The World Health Organization estimates that 2 to 3 million women and girls in developing countries are living with fistulas. In one African country, Malawi, the Ministry of Health is partnering with the United Nations to help women with fistulas get medical care. Gift Malunga is the acting country director for the United Nations Population Fund in Malawi. She says the UN plans to organize fistula camps 2 times a year in public hospitals. There, women with the condition will be treated. She says the UN is also teaching women how to prevent and treat the condition.
We started with very few patients in the beginning because people were not aware and the myths surrounding, fistula, that it is a case, it's not a medical.